Shut up and sit down.
Do not self-destruct.
We decided to come and rescue you.
Good job.
Before the dark times.
I'll show you the dark side.
This is where the fun begins.
Yes, indeed. This is where the fun begins. Happy New Year, everybody. It is 2022. So glad to be back here with you all. It's been a while, but I'm here. I'm your host, Tyler. I am so happy to be back, I should say. Talking to all you guys, watching new Star Wars, which is always super fun, always super exciting. The Book of Boba Fett just dropped this past week. And yeah, we are back. New Star Wars. It's that time of the year, right? Last 2 years, it's been The Mandalorian. This time around, it is Boba Fett, with hopefully Mandalorian Season 3 to follow in the coming year. But here, I'm here today to break down this episode for you guys, talk a little bit about it, give you my thoughts. So let's just hop right on in. Episode 1, The Book of Boba Fett, is out there on Disney Plus. Episode 2 will be released next week. And yeah, I was excited, super pumped. I was ready to go. I got off of work Wednesday. I came home, got my dinner ready, threw on The Book of Boba Fett. And I got to be honest with you guys. You know, I like to be transparent here. You know, I want to be honest. I want to give you my true thoughts. I don't want to sugarcoat anything. I was not impressed with this episode personally. I know. You know, I hesitate to use the word bored, but I felt like I might have been a little bored. I just felt like there was no hook for me. I know this is part of a larger story, obviously, so I do believe in time throughout the season, this episode will become a little bit better. There will be more context, and I think everything will just kind of flow together, right? And I think it will be a good episode overall. It kind of felt like I didn't feel like a filler, but it kind of felt like a filler. This felt like an episode that would have been episode 3 or 4. I was a little let down, I guess. I just felt like there should have been more of a hook. I didn't feel like there were any stakes. I guess that's a really good way to put it. I didn't feel like there was really anything at stake. I felt like there was very little context for a lot of things. The flashbacks were super cool. It was awesome. We got to see Kamino. We kind of got to replay that whole scene with him as a kid right after his father Jango, you know, was killed by Mace Windu. I thought all of that was really cool, but it was all just lacking context for me, you know. We open the show. He's in a back to tank. You see these flashbacks. And one thing I do really like about the flashbacks is I do think they kind of gave you a little bit of detail and stuff. So, like, one thing that I saw that was really cool was it looks like they might have reshot where Boba picks up Jango's helmet as a kid on Geonosis, puts it to his head, you know. But if they kind of do it from a different angle, and you can actually see Boba's reflection in the Jango Fett helmet, which, you know, is a metaphor or signifying that he will later don the helmet and become Boba Fett, or, you know, the role. And I thought that was cool. I thought there was a lot of cool things in this episode. You know, might not have been my favorite, but there were a lot of cool things. One thing I loved, if you guys haven't watched Parks and Rec, there's an episode where Patton Oswalt does this filibuster. And you probably have seen this, you know, on all of your socials by now. But he does a filibuster, and in the filibuster he explains how Boba Fett got out of the Sarlacc pit. And they do almost exactly what he says. His gloved hand comes up out of the sand of the Sarlacc, and he fights his way out, and I love that. So that was funny. I'm sure that I'm almost positive that was intentional. If not, kudos for the coincidence. But One thing that was cool was seen inside the Sarlacc pit. You see there is a stormtrooper there who, there were no stormtroopers when Boba Fett went into the Sarlacc. So I'm assuming this stormtrooper went in quite a while before Boba got there. Could have been hundreds of years. Who knows? Because we hear C-3PO say in Return of the Jedi, the Sarlacc digests its, you know, its prey for thousands of years. So, and you could see the armor, you know, looks like it's rotting away, maybe from the stomach acid, whatever's in the Sarlacc. And then we see, I like the little details, right? So you see Boba probably doesn't have any oxygen down there in the stomach of the Sarlacc. So he takes the oxygen tube from the Stormtrooper's helmet, which was cool. And also a nice little another detail there was, now we kind of see how Stormtroopers breathe. There is oxygen in the helmet. So that was kind of cool. We've never really seen anything like that before. You know, I just assumed they threw on a helmet and they just breathed out the opening of the bottom or something. I have no idea. So I thought that was cool. But I mean, yeah, just overall, it wasn't really, just like I said, it just felt like it was lacking some stuff. I have high hopes for the second one, though. You know, I'm not going to let this get me down. This is a chapter in a book, so to speak, right? This is the Book of Boba Fett. This is the chapter in a book. I would have liked a better opening chapter, but it's okay. It's okay. We're going to get there. I have hopes that we will get there. But we'll see. I felt like they expected us to know a lot. That's kind of how it felt. And maybe I'm completely wrong in that judgment, but I felt like they expected me to know a lot and never really explain anything. So we will see. We'll see. I'm probably repeating myself a lot just because, like, I just felt very underwhelmed. But we see him in the Jabba the Hutt's old palace. He has now taken the throne, and people come bearing gifts, right? So I thought that was cool. We see him now have the Gamorrean guards. They are loyal to him now as they were loyal to Jabba and to Bib Fortuna, who we saw be dethroned by Boba Fett at the end of The Mandalorian Season 2 in the post-credits scene. So that was cool. Gamorrean guards are back on duty. One thing I really liked in the show was actually this episode was the back to tank. I thought that was really cool. This man is hurt. This man has been through some stuff. You know, there is a battle towards the end of the show where he goes face to face with these little army of people. We don't know who they are yet. And he immediately says, you know, give me back to the back to tank because he is hurt. I think that will play an important factor in future episodes, that he's just not 100% there. No matter how badass he is, he's just not, you know, I mean, he's probably running at a 70% is probably his maximum, right? So we'll see how that plays out. All right. And one thing I think is really important for the show itself is I think we're going to see this relationship build between him and the Tusken Raiders. After he got out of the Sarlacc pit, he was stripped of his armor by some Jawas. They went, and then Tusken Raiders found him and they kidnapped him. You know, he was a prisoner, and obviously they just kind of treated him like crap because these are Tusken Raiders. They're monsters. They're animals, right? Just ask Anakin. He knows. He slaughtered a whole village of them because of it, just because they were rude. But, you know, him and this Rodian get taken out by this Tusken Raider child, who, by the way, for some reason, the most adorable Tusken Raider I've ever seen, right? And there's little dogs that are called Mastiffs, which I kept wanting to say Mastiff the whole time, but they're Mastiffs, which they can be cute and cuddly and adorable, too, when they're not growling and trying to bite your head off with 1,000 billion teeth. But we saw Jango Fett fight this monster. And I know I'm just running through this episode, guys. I'm just running through it. But we saw him fight this six-legged monster, which was actually really terrifying. I will not lie. It could go on all fours. It could use just its hind legs like a bear. Like, it was pretty freaking terrifying. But he fights this Tusken Raider child, goes back to their Tusken Raider village. And I thought it was a cool thing. You notice Boba Fett is not chained anymore. He's carrying his chains along with the, looks like a wooden stick, like a training stick, maybe a training staff that the child is carrying before they get graduated to the big staff, you know, as we see Boba have in The Mandalorian Season 2. But we see, it looks like the child might be taking credit a little bit there. You know, he's so happy. Maybe this is some kind of, creature that preys on Tusken Raiders, perhaps, but they were all happy. The kids all happy. But we see the leader of this Tusken Raider faction or tribe offer water, which to me was a sign of, you know, as an olive branch, I guess, not quite there, but it was a memento, a token of life. And here, I know it was you that did this. Thank you. It was a thank you, really. And I think we're going to see that relationship develop with this tribe leader and Boba. And, you know, when we first were reintroduced to Boba, I should say, in The Mandalorian last season, he had the, I'm blanking on the name of the staff that Tusken Raiders have, but he had that. So I'm assuming he works his way up in these ranks in this tribe or with Tusken Raiders, you know, which I think will be really cool. I think we're going to see a side of the Tusken Raiders that we haven't seen before. You know, they are this group, this tribe of, you know, the whole species, you know, they'll go after what they want and what they need. You know, they're savages, I guess, in a way. But I think we're going to see this lighter side of them and this not human side, because they're not humans, but, you know, for lack of a better term, we're going to see this human side of them and maybe this emotional side of them that we can relate to. And that Boba, you know, maybe he becomes a leader of this tribe. Maybe he gets to the top, but there is a falling out with this tribe leader, which I don't believe we have a name for quite yet. So that's all going to be really, really interesting to see. Yeah, I like it's hard to talk about this episode, I kind of feel like, because in my opinion, we were lacking a lot of context with stuff, like, which will come. I'm curious as to who this group of, you know, attackers were that attacked him and Fennec. They had these like laser shields, which looked very similar to the ones from episode one, the Phantom Menace. So that will be interesting. And speaking of the Phantom Menace, I do want to point out, they are in Mos Espa in this episode when they go into the city. Not Mos Eisley, but they're in Mos Espa, which is the home of Anakin Skywalker in episode one, where the pod races took place and where Watto lived, all of that. So that was a really cool, a nod there, which geographically it makes sense. Mos Espa would have been the closest port to Jabba's palace. And where he got out of the Sarlacc pit and all of that. So, yeah, you know, all in all, out of 10, I would probably give this episode like a 4 or 5, probably a 5. I'll probably call it a good 5, right? But yeah, I just made 4.5. Let's meet in the middle. I'm gonna give this episode 4.5 out of 10. So that is this week's grade for The Book of Boba Fett. Hopefully the number just goes up, 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 up. But yeah, that's kind of my quick feelings on this episode. Apologies that we have been on hiatus for so long. I really, really do apologize. It has been quite the year. The last 2 years have just been quite a year, it feels like. But this past year has been quite the year, I'm sure, for a lot of you as well. But we are in 2022. Happy New Year, everybody out there. To all of you all over the world, happy, happy New Year. This is day one today. Today is January 1st. I'm recording this. So I'm excited to get back on track with you guys. And we're going to see where this year takes us. Hopefully it takes us somewhere super, super cool. As a reminder, Star Wars Podcast Day is coming up next month. And we here at the Carbonite Crew will be a part of the Star Wars Podcast Day. It will be the second annual Star Wars Pod Day, and it takes place this year on February 7th, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. Last year was a huge success overall. So many shows took place. We will be participating, I should say, in a Star Wars Podcast Day, February 7th, 2022. Mark your calendars. You know, I would buy like 5 pairs of headphones, because there's just so much Star Wars content that you'll have to consume all day long, and probably just for that whole week. It should just be Star Wars Podcast Week. Maybe we'll have to get down with Daniel, who is over there running the show over there, and tell him Star Wars Podcast Week, because there's just so many shows, so much Star Wars content. February 7th, 2022. Be there. Be there. No options. There's no choice here. You have to be there. So we will see you next week for the Book of Boba Fett, Chapter 2. Hopefully, we'll get a much higher rating than a 4.5, but, you know, we're going to see. Until next week, guys, may the Force be with you. Happy New Year, and I'll see you next week.
Another happy landing.